All righty. That was easy. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. Here's how responsible I was today, Robbie. Here's how responsible I was to prepare for the beginning of this show. I came down here at like 5 o'clock, and the scheduled start time was 7 o'clock. I came down here at 5 o'clock to make sure.
Let's keep going.
To make sure that everything was working properly. I did test runs, right? And what I do for the test runs is I just open a video, plug all the things into the thing, and then I go from there, right? Well, everything was perfect. Everything sounded fantastic. And then we plug in the Facebook Live, and the Facebook Live doesn't work. And unfortunately, during all that, the camera's been shifted. So you are almost out of frame.
Almost.
Now you're in frame.
I'm in frame, but it's all right.
But you're almost out of frame.
It's fine.
And I apologize.
It's fine.
I apologize.
Listen, it happens.
It shouldn't happen. Look, it can happen. It can happen when you just come down here and show up and plug things in and expect it to work. But when it shouldn't happen is when you spend like an hour and a half down here getting things ready and being responsible and testing things, yes. And then they don't work.
And I was early,
and
too.
You were early. And what did we do when you got here?
We tested everything
more
again.
More testing.
It all worked. It sounded fine. But you know what's good? You can see the belt.
All right, let me have to shift that camera a little bit more the other direction so you can't see the belt. It's just going to be your other shoulder. And then you switch the belt, eventually just be me and the voice of God, which sounds a lot like Robbie Lessig. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I nearly had a heart attack.
And you were just like me, too. Like, you get so frustrated. And
frustrated.
Everything's annoying. It's frustrating. Very frustrating.
How do you spell that word?
I don't even know. I love it.
I love Greg, but Greg's texting me, "Hey, it was working, then you disappeared."
Yeah, everyone's texting me like, you know.
He's like, "I can hear you behind the camera." I'm like, "That's the problem, Greg. The mics are off and you can hear me."
Kate says, "Mike can't handle when something goes awry."
No, I can't. I can't handle it.
That's from a former coworker.
And here's the thing. Here's why I can't handle it. Because, again, I tested it.
Yeah, I know.
If I would not have tested it, I would expect it.
Yep.
Ugh. Hey, the 222nd episode of this crap. You think we'd have our act together?
We don't know what's going on.
This far in. I'm just, that's not a good way to start a program. It's not a good way to start a show. But anyways, for those of you who had to hear us go, "Hey, check it. I can't find my page again.
Do it."
And then, by the way, I should have left all those videos up, because if you heard the first one, it was like, "Huh, it's not working."
Yeah.
The second was like, "Well, still not working.
What?
Well, let me try this." And then eventually at the end, you heard me yell on the second to last one.
Yeah.
"What's happening?"
There was no explicitives. I'm very surprised.
No, because I was aware it wasn't working.
Yeah.
I was aware. If something else would have happened and it wasn't the camera and the audio not functioning properly, then you might have heard some of those expletives, which, you know, we don't necessarily want to put over, which is a great time to remind you.
Yeah.
We are live.
Yeah. I the light bulb just came on. I'm like, "Oh, we're live. I have to watch my mouth."
You have to watch that potty.
No editing.
Here's what I say all the time about this show. Is those times that I curse, right? And then we go back, and the first thing we do after I write down the time that it happened, right? We go back and we beep them.
Yeah.
And then after I beep them, we listen to it to make sure it sounds okay. Mm-hmm. And when I say we, it's obviously me. But Robbie's hanging around.
Yeah.
And I just, you hear him cackling.
Yeah, I love it.
I should just record it just so you can all hear Robbie cackling while we beep curse words.
I love it. I don't know why. I'm so juvenile.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
But it just, no one gets as much enjoyment from that as you. We got a couple. Thanks, Kate. I'm right. Kate. Yeah, I know. Greg goes, "That Keller luck, right?" Yes. And then Noel says, Noel may have them. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means,
Mr. Acosta.
Your dad's watching.
But I sure do appreciate it. Yeah, well, he probably clicked on something, now doesn't know how to get off of it. But thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Hello, Leah. Jay says daddy and uncle Mike are funny. Well, I
don't.
At least one of those is right.
Is true.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the show started, but we do have a fast food PSA.
We do.
To get things going here. The McRib is officially back from McDonald's. So Robbie brought the McRib now about an hour ago. So this is not his fault. We should have had a nice fresh McRib. It was brought back onto the scene this yesterday, the 2nd. So Wednesday is when it made its debut here in 2020. Now, I think we have in the past tried a McRib here on the show.
Well, the weird thing is I read something that said it was the first time since 2012, but that's...
Then maybe not. Then
that's
maybe
not accurate, though, is it?
It must be.
Really?
What do I got here? Let me see. Let me look at this article.
That seemed a little long for
this
me.
This is the first time it's been brought back at all locations, so maybe...
Oh, okay. Maybe they had like a, you know, it was available in Texas.
So here we go. We've got the McRib, and I texted you that I was both excited about the McRib and also nauseated by the McRib. Hold on. Oh, you got a coffee there. Because I was like, why is there a straw?
Oh yeah, they gave me two straws.
In the McRib bag.
Well, to soak up that extra barbecue sauce.
Suck up a couple of those pieces of onion. So there it is.
Look at that.
We got the McRib right here. May I remove the bun?
Yeah, that's a nice looking bun.
By the way, look at the sloppy pickle construction
that's
here.
That's just how McDonald's rolls, though. You know, on the commercial, it looks amazing.
This was not made with loving care.
No. Do we need a knife?
Go check the cup. Be very careful, because now you have to go past the camera.
I'm going
to
like...
Be very careful not to knock anything. Because remember that expletive, like, how we didn't curse? That's probably... Grab a spoon. We'll just make it work. We'll just make it work. I'm just going to... I'm going in. Here we go.
There you go. That worked. That's what I would have done.
This is basically the same as a...
There we go. As a plastic knife.
This is where we've come.
Yes.
This is supposed to be a big deal. And here I am cutting a McRib in half with the dull end of a spoon. All right.
That sums up the show.
It really does. This whole night. Doesn't this whole night really sum up the show?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. The McRib. I'm a little shocked that they do put like fresh onions on here.
Nick, who is watching, we've got it's at all McDonald's locations starting yesterday. So give it a whirl. I don't think I've ever. I don't remember last
Maybe
time I
not.
Had one. I don't know.
Maybe I just had one in the past.
I like it.
The barbecue sauce is their barbecue sauce. They very
Which
distinct
good.
To taste
and
in their barbecue,
barbecue
sauce.
Sauce.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. There's just no way it's ribs, right?
No, that's just condensed meat.
Yeah. They probably take whatever mold they use for the chicken nugget and change it a little bit.
I'll tell you what, though. I like the whole onion and the pickles. It's a good combo with the barbecue. And the bun is good. It's actually good.
The fresh onion is a big helper. Mm-hmm. It really is. Just to have that, it's almost more than a taste thing, a texture thing for me.
Yeah. It's good.
May I get a napkin, please?
You sure can. Hold on. I'm responding to our people.
This is the worst.
It's hard to.
You know, maybe close it.
Should I? You don't want me to respond to the people? Well,
you just don't respond by text.
No, right? I'm not. I'm actually trying to like things.
Okay, don't like things right now.
Okay,
we'll go back and we'll like them later.
I'm trying to be interactive with
that's
people.
That's fine, but talk to them.
Well, that's true.
If you must, just yell like.
Like! Heart! Thumbs up!
Care!
Hug.
I'm pretty sure some McRib just came out of my mouth.
Sad face.
All right, so there you go. McRib fast food PSA. What do you think of the McRib?
I like it. I'm going 4.
You know, for what it is,
I don't know if I could eat a whole one. I think the half was kind of perfect.
People get very excited about this.
This is like a national holiday to people. Crazies.
I give it a 3. It's a lot better than I expected. If you would have said to me, what's your score going to be for the McRib before we taste it? I would have said like a 1.5.
Oh, I mean, I would have said below a 2.5 for sure.
Yeah, so it's a lot better than I thought it was.
You know, it
be.
Kind of reminds me of back to like the cafeteria when you were in high school, like that kind of like Salisbury steak-ish.
Oh, I used to hate Salisbury steak. Salisbury steak and that weird, very gelatinous gravy was the worst thing they served in the high school cafeteria.
And I like jarred gravy. That's not even that. That's like that powdered crap.
Maybe that's why I hate gravy. Maybe gravy. The Salisbury steak
you
is why
me.
I hate.
You cut me a little bit.
Gravy's
there.
Worse. Gravy's the worst. Here's what I explained this on the air the other week.
Ooh.
You ever go ahead and then take a shower, right? And then take the wash rag that you used in the shower or the tub and then wring it out? That's your gravy.
Yeah, that's gross.
Did I just... I didn't ruin gravy for you, did I?
No.
Okay.
But now I'm going to think about that every time I eat gravy. Now,
when you're making gravy, you're just going to think of you standing in some sort of a clawfoot tub and wringing out a ShamWow.
Into a jar.
Yeah, into a jar. And
with
then
my face on it.
Pouring it over a pork chop. Which does now kind of sound delicious.
Maybe some people are into that.
Maybe some people. Nobody in this room.
Nope. I bet some people watching.
Maybe some people are into
sickos.
That. All right. We're going to get things started here. I have no idea how long the show's been going because the timer is all way off because the fact that I don't know how much of the show that you were. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Well, listen. Let okay. This is,
I have everything played. Like, I have a show sheet tonight.
I
have
saw
an
that.
Actual honest to goodness show sheet.
It took 222 episodes to have an actual show sheet.
No. We've always had show sheet. Well,
but
not
printed.
No, I'm trying. I'm actually turning over a new complete show leaf. Like,
wow.
I created one for the radio show too. I'm going away from the. I'm trying to go away
from
the yellow tablets.
Yeah.
I have used nothing but yellow tablets for show prep. For every show I've ever done for the last however long I've been doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to go away from it. I'm trying to go more 1998.
Yeah, because
I'm going with a Word document.
You have a template, but you don't type it out. You're still writing.
I still like to write. I'm not going all the way.
No, well, I mean, you know, like the kids today don't know how to write anything down.
I want to write.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, here's the thing. How do you make notes if it is a print? I guess you could still make the notes with the pen. You would just have some printed and other notes.
True.
Yeah. So really, I'm just...
Yeah.
I like this better.
It's good.
I like this better.
It's okay. We're good. So we'll play the open.
Yeah, and then you want to do a toast.
We're going to do a toast.
All right. And then we're also, in a little bit, we'll open up the phone line. So write down this number, 484-525-0855. And in a little bit, we can take some phone calls.
Yes. I like it.
All right.
And then we're going to play the open. We're going to recoup.
Regroup.
Regroup. Coop. It's frustrating,
we're going to get started. And we're going to get back everything we've lost.
Yes, we're going to recoup everything.
We're going to recoup that time,
because
which is what the people listening right now are wishing they could do.
Sorry.
I hate this thing.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch.
Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The Jerk Store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeandRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222MR@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
Alrighty, we're back. I'm so prepared. This is why things have fallen off the rails.
Because you've done things differently.
I'm too prepared.
222 episodes, and you're over-prepared, and stuff goes wrong.
This is what happens when you over-prepare.
Yeah. Don't overachieve. that's the moral.
Here's what you should always do, kids. Just enough.
Just get by.
Just enough to get by is the moral of this story.
If you learn nothing in 4 years from us, just do enough to get by.
Well, not even just do enough to get by. Here's what you should do. You should never try to improve.
No. We're good with mediocre.
Yeah. I've made a career of mediocrity.
Yes.
Why stop now?
Why stop? Why change things?
Yes. I'm actually just trying to change preparation a little bit. And this is what happens.
I just want to use the computer like a big boy.
I got a new computer. I thought, hey, it'd be fun to use it. Robbie, you're so excited. I almost brought you a bottle of champagne, and thank goodness I didn't because you went ahead and brought your own champagne.
Well, I mean, I figured if you brought a bottle and I brought a bottle, that's two bottles. It's all good.
two guys, there's two bottles.
Yeah.
And you knew you'd end up with both bottles.
Yeah, that's a win-win.
That is a win-win for somebody. So you would like to do a little toast here.
I think we should.
All right. Well,
I mean, and, you know, let's...
Go ahead, I'll put it next to the microphone. Have I taught you nothing? Hold on. Go ahead. Wow, good one.
Look at that.
That was solid. That was nice and solid.
And I know we're used to solo cups, but we're gonna go big boy.
Are those plastic or glass?
They're glass, my friend.
Oh, good Lord. Are you sure you want to take these out on this so far cursed episode of the 222 podcast? Well, I'm not putting this near the laptop.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't know that this was all going to go bad, so yeah. I packed glass for my drink and for the champagne. So I'm, you know.
Oh, you brought a non-canned beverage?
I brought we're having a spirit.
We're having a spirit?
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Are you going to need ice?
I got ice.
You brought your own ice?
I was prepared too!
I hope yours goes a lot better than mine. All right. So, Robbie, is there anything you'd like to say here? As you propose a toast, you brought the beverage. That means you can propose the toast for this historic episode.
Yes.
Historically bad, it turns out.
You know, the funny
episode of the 222 podcast.
4 years, we took a few little breaks here and there. I mean, just break.
No. Yeah, but it wasn't even a break.
So it's been about 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, this all became of a drunken poker night, literally.
Well, let's also be fair that it was numerous drunken poker nights of you trying to talk me into doing this.
Yeah. And finally you said yes.
If I say yes, will you shut up?
Yeah, and here we are 4 years later. So, you know, it's been fun. I mean, it's been fun.
Yeah.
I don't ever not want to do this, to be honest. I mean, sometimes it's like it's harder than other times. Like, some it's been a long week.
Yeah,
but
for
really,
some of us, harder than others.
It's always fun. Why don't I just show up? And I just be me.
Maybe I should just start showing up because this did not go well.
See?
Yeah, I know. I should really learn something from you.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's been fun.
It has been four years,
you know.
Oh, that was... Is this crystal?
I don't know. It's glass.
This is crystal... Darquist.
What? It's from Paris. Yeah.
Darquist.
Oh, freaking Americans.
Oh, it smells really sweet.
It is sweet.
Mm. There's no good way to drink out of a flute, by the way. Everyone looks a little weird drinking out of a flute.
I think you almost got like, is it a pinky?
I don't know, but you feel like you got to tilt your head. It's classy. It's classy.
Do you mouth the whole glass?
I always feel like it's going to sneak up on me.
Yeah.
All right. That's very sweet.
Well, I thought you didn't like the dry stuff.
I don't really like champagne.
Yeah, you're not fancy enough.
I mean, I'm not fancy enough.
That's all right. We're going to get you there.
All right, 484-525-0855, 484-525-0855. Phone lines are open right now. If there's anything you'd like to chime in with, if there's anything you'd like to say, if there is anything... you'd like to talk about, feel free to give us a ring. That's 484-525-0855, 484-525-0855. We're going to be here for the next hour or so. We do have a handful of video messages that were sent in that I'm looking forward to playing a little bit later on. Now, purposely, I did not listen or play the video messages. I wanted to make sure that we heard them right of live on the air. And speaking of live on the air, that
wow.
is a phone call coming in. So let's go ahead and we'll take this call. Hello, 222 Podcast. We think you're on the air. Who am I talking to?
This is Colorado Greg.
Colorado Greg. Greg, I may have cursed you when the camera was off at one point.
Hang on. I got to turn this thing down.
Yes, turn your radio down. We're on a 7-second delay, so.
Yeah, just like on the radio. Give it to me to screw it up.
It's all right. You're fitting right in with the theme of tonight's episode, Greg.
It makes sense.
You know what? This anniversary show, this wouldn't have been right if like things just didn't go awry at some
He's not wrong.
Or another.
He's not wrong.
I was so prepared, Greg. I was so prepared.
I saw that. I just wanted to say congrats.
Oh,
thanks, Greg.
You know, this really—we call this an anniversary episode.
Yeah.
It's really, this is what happens when you name your show a number.
Yeah,
and then that number comes around. It's just an excuse to celebrate yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
And drink champagne.
This is really a meaningless episode of this meaningless nonsense.
Yep. Let me get some.
So how have you been, Greg?
Oh, good. I'm all recovered and back to work.
Good. Yeah, Greg, you had you had hip surgery, right?
I had dual hip replacements on August 13th.
And now everything is up and running. Can you jump any higher?
I can jump as good as I ever did, which ain't much.
Go gadget hips.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I jump for a lot of things, just not up in the air.
I'm with you. So what beer do we got?
You know, conclusions and all that kind of stuff, you know.
What beer do we got going right now, since you are our brewer friend?
Oh, well, on tap right now, I have that Saison that I believe you've had.
Yes.
Belgian-style Saison.
That's a very good one.
We just kegged up and put on tap the Hessian Stout. And we also have a strawberry vanilla version of that that's in waiting. It's kegged up and ready to go. We just put, now you guys remember the strawberry blonde, right?
I do. That's one of our favorites.
That's good.
That just went on. And then we have our fruity IPA.
Tell us, what is the Anheuser Stout like?
The what? Oh, the Hessian. It's like, we just made the Hessian because, like, you know, the local history with the Hessians that were interned.
I was just
very chocolatey, very chocolatey, very coffee-like.
Okay.
Not Mike's cup of tea. More of my alley for that one.
Yes, for sure.
But I will try it.
Of course you'll try it. And you'll like it.
I probably will.
Listen, everything Greg makes is great.
It goes, here's what it is. It's either good or great.
That's what I mean.
That's what it is.
There's no two and a halfs with Greg's brewing.
Nope.
We got some while we're going to be doing our Christmas beer again, you guys had that as well in the past. I believe I gave you some of that, didn't I?
I'm sure you did.
I don't remember that
so
one
so much
specifically.
Beer.
Belgian, it was like a 9.5% thing. It was really...
That's why we don't remember.
Yeah.
Big beer.
That means you did it right.
And we're going to do a new one this year. My son-in-law came up with one. It's a white IPA. It's called I'm Dreaming of a White IPA Christmas or something like that.
Ooh.
But it's going to have like kind of like orange notes and like a little bit of ginger and nutmeg. So
I like the sound of that. I know you're probably not a big Sam Adams guy, but Sam Adams used to make this ale called White Christmas. That was, I mean, it was kind of, for lack of anything else to compare it to, it was a little bit Blue Moony, but more citrusy. And I love that. I love that thing. That White Christmas beer was so good, and it's not out this year. They put out some other white ale that is new, and I don't think it's the same thing, and I'm a little bummed out. That I used to look forward to that White Christmas ale so much.
Well, Greg, you know where I live, so, I mean, my door is always open.
Actually, I know where Robbie lives, too, so it's...
Well, that was Robbie.
That was me. Oh, we sound alike now? No.
We'll have to, like, do... I don't know if you have any empties, so...
I'm sure I do. I'm sure I got empties
I'll
for you.
I'll find some.
All right, Greg. I appreciate you, man,
listening
to all this nonsense that we do. And,
thanks, Greg.
You have a great day, and stay safe, okay?
Hey, you too, guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
man.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right, 484-525-0855. That's 484-525-0855. All right, bunch of stuff I do want to get into, but feel free, if you do want to give us a ring, if you do want to chime in, feel free to give us a call. That phone line, I'm going to keep it open, and I'm going to keep it up, so we'll hear the phone when it rings. One more time, 484-525-0855. The number is also in the description above, so if you don't write it down and then something goes ahead and kind of, picks your fancy or whatever they say, and what's the saying there? Peaks your fancy?
Peaks?
I don't know.
Sure.
But if anything makes you want to chime in, feel free to give us a ring. I wanted to mention this. You were talking about, we were trying the McRib, which was surprisingly good. Chick-fil-A has a brand new beverage that you really need to give a try to, as they put out their peppermint milkshake.
Oh, you did text me about this.
It is out of this world.
See, I love peppermint
ice
cream and things like that. So you might actually like my drink.
It's a peppermint drink. Oh, now you're... Leah just called. Your wife, ex-wife just called in.
Oh, that's weird.
But then she hung up. Leah, we were going to come right to you there. We just have to finish the conversation. So if you hear us talking while you're on the line, just hold on the line, and we will come to you in just a second.
Yeah.
I had to finish the thought there after the phone line
You
came
should
in.
Like my drink.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm looking forward to trying that. So, again, Leah, feel free to give us a ring, 484-525-0855. Or anyone who's out there, I was coming right to you. This is, all right, here we go. We'll go right to it this time. Hello there. Hello.
Hello. Hi, say hi. Hi, Daddy.
Oh, it's Chase.
Hi, buddy.
Say Uncle Mike.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Say congratulations. Hey,
buddy. Thanks, buddy.
Chase wanted to call and congratulate you guys, and so did I. Happy 222.
Thank you. Hey, Chase, who looks better on camera, me or your dad? Who looks better on camera?
He whispered daddy.
I have him trained well, that boy.
We heard him. Thank you guys for the cake.
Thank you.
We're going to dive into that a little bit later on, and I know you don't like cake, but
you like the cake.
Oh, yeah, the cake. You got a rum cake, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
Say
welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Good job, Google Mike.
Thanks for calling.
Say bye, Daddy.
Bye, buddy.
Good night.
Love you, too.
All right. Very cool.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you, Leah.
Bye.
That was very cool. Oh, I hung up on her. Sorry.
That's all right.
By the way, nothing's changed from here to the radio show. Quick trigger finger Keller. That's what they call me. Try the Chick-fil-A peppermint milkshake. A couple things. For those of you who listen to the morning show, you've probably noticed I'm off this week. I'm sure Noelle and IA doing a fantastic job. I am not going to lie. I have not woken up to listen. I was awake one time before 9 a.m. this week, and I got up to use the bathroom and noticed my daughter had overslept for school a little bit.
Oh, no.
Now, she still had time to get the bus.
Oh, good.
But it got my juices flowing
enough
to know to kind of get her moving, and then I was kind of up from 7:30 on. But ever since then, today, I woke up, eyes opened all by themselves, 9:51.
Wow, that's hours.
Thank you.
That's an hour.
Good job. I've been staying up late.
Yeah.
Last night I saw 10 after midnight.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Because usually because I'm up late until 2 a.m. usually is my, and I usually, like, if I'm seeing something, I want to text him. Oh, he's in bed already. And so it's past 9, I try not to text
you. Yeah, 10 o'clock is the cutoff date during school nights.
But last night I text you because, you know, something big happened while watching TV, and I text you, and that was, you know.
You got a text right back?
You got a text right back. I'm like, oh, I like him not working.
Yeah.
He's at my beck and call. I enjoyed it.
I was up till midnight last night or later just watching TV. And then I have to do the bit now, which is, again, normally Julie and I both go to bed at the exact same time that we'll watch TV in bed or just hang out for a little bit. It's usually right after Lena goes to bed, 9:30, we'll go to bed and unwind for a half hour. And then she'll stay up because she doesn't have to wake up quite as early as I get up for school. As I get up for work, she gets up for school. So she usually just, you know, we'll play on her phone, watch TV, read, whatever she does after I roll over and try to fall asleep. But now she's been going to bed, so I've had to do the bit at like 11:30, 12 o'clock whenever I go to bed, where I have to ninja in.
And not wake her.
Because I don't want to wake her up.
And she's working this week, right?
Yeah, she's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's getting up. She's going to work. She's doing her whole thing. And I am just sitting at home not doing anything.
That's the best vacation.
But I'm to the point of the week now where I feel guilty.
Really?
Because there's things that could be done.
Oh, well, there's always things around the house that could be done.
Now, I'm not responsible enough to be put in charge of any of them.
No.
But I could try.
Yeah.
Like today, I got to a point where I felt so guilty, I texted her and I was like, could I wash towels? I have a dirty towel or two. Do you have any towels?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
So she's like, she replies, sure. I guess your board will make you feel good, like you accomplished something this week. So I didn't put them in until she got home anyways. I just sat so much.
Well, at least you did it.
Yeah,
I did. I mean, so you did something.
They're still in the wash machine now. I haven't moved them to the dryer. It turns out doing a load of towels is a full day project.
Yeah, it is.
And it might, at this point, stretch over into a second day.
Because you might have to wash them again.
Well, I might not fold them until tomorrow.
Because they might start to stink.
Well, I'll put them in the dryer when we're done here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to put you in. You're going to be responsible for that. To remind me to put them in the dryer.
I'm too glass of this, and you might not want me to remind you about anything.
And then I'll have to fold them tomorrow. So folding towels is going to be a 24-hour...
Well, if I stay long, we could fold them together.
We could fold them together.
That's a nice date night.
That's a nice night.
Yeah.
That's a nice night.
Impractical Jokers and folding some towels.
We were watching Impractical Jokers. What other thing... Impractical Jokers. You watched the one where the punishment was he had to go up and give like a political speech in a city hall, And then every time they said line, he had to read to some odd line.
That's probably the best. Seriously, that's my favorite that I've seen.
Well, right before that, there was also an episode on where Murr was the punishment, where he had to go around in a full restaurant and find the person wearing a wig.
Oh, I've seen that one. That's a good one, too. That's really good.
Where he just goes around.
And touching people.
The only way to find out if someone is wearing a wig is to walk up to them and pull their hair and see if their hair comes off. So he's just walking around a restaurant dressed as a waiter, just pulling people's hair. Just pulling hair.
You know, I don't watch that show at home. I only watch that show here.
That's because it's always on.
And it's weird because I love it. It's so good. And, you know, it's I don't know. It's just, it's so good. Oh, Tim, he said, nice belt. Sorry, I had to stop midway to read that comment.
He is the champion. He is the champion. And congratulations, he finally got his belt back. I'm very proud of him.
I've never had the belt.
Yeah, but you bought it.
Well, it doesn't matter. I still didn't own it. I still didn't earn it. You can buy anything and say you have, but it's better to earn.
Yeah, you earned that one.
I did earn this
one. I'm proud of you.
I'm probably going to lose it.
So this week, we had another meeting last night with the financial guy, with the fiduciary. So we're meeting with the fiduciary. And it's going as well as it's going to go. Like, we're to the point now with this guy where we have to tell him numbers.
Oh.
Like, how much we make.
Yeah.
How much is in the bank.
Yeah.
And we're looking at retirement funds.
Yeah.
And we're looking at our age.
Yeah.
And he's very supportive. He's like, you're going to be fine. We'll get you guys set up.
Yeah.
And then we keep looking at the numbers and looking at our age, and we're like, unless by being fine you meet... You'll probably hit the lottery at some point.
Yeah.
We're not going to be.
He has that factored in. Or you're going to get hit by a bus and live and sue.
He has some huge insurance claim.
Something's going to happen.
Factored into the entire equation. Yeah. But it's so embarrassing. You're sitting there, but I'm trying to hold it together. Like, at no point last night did I giggle while talking to the fiduciary, which is a huge. Look, you can't even hear me say the word.
I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot. I can't not giggle.
No. So we're sitting there, and I'm doing well. And then all of a sudden, I start getting texts from my uncle and your friend, Matt.
Mr. Shirk.
Yes. You call him Shirky. I call him Matt, and he is new onto Facebook.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, he's brand new.
Yeah, brand spanking new.
Onto Facebook.
Only 15 years late to the party.
He waited till Facebook was nearly dead. He waited till Facebook, which, by the way, we're on right now, was a wasteland of nothing productive, and this is a great example of it.
There you go. So we're adding to that wasteland.
He waited till it was only stupidity and anger. That is all that's left on Facebook.
Nothing good is on Facebook.
No, stupidity and anger. That is what is left on Facebook, and occasionally a child picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Occasionally.
That's it. I think that's I've summed it up.
That's all I kind of do.
Yeah, I've summed it up. Point. So he's on there now, and I don't know if you remember, and it's probably a lot different now than it was when, you know, the rest of the world joined Facebook.
Yeah.
But when you join, I guess you go through and you start to, they give you a bunch of things to like, and they try to get an idea of who you are as a person via their algorithm, and then they start suggesting what you should like.
Oh,
what groups and stuff.
I do remember that.
And what you should follow. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting there talking to the fiduciary, trying to pay attention as my wife, the adult, talks with this guy about our finances, and I hear, wah, 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 wah. When are you going to leave him? Wah, 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 wah. And that's all I can hear the entire time. So I'm sitting there, and my phone vibrates.
Okay.
I look at my phone, and Matt has texted me and his buddy Phil.
Uh-huh.
And he says, look at the groups Facebook wants me to join. And he sent a screenshot. And if I gave you, I don't know, 100 guesses, maybe you'd get there. But it's not like, because he's a musician. It's not like, you know, musicians, local bass players.
Yeah, he's in a gaming, it's not, comics,
board
whatever,
games. Yeah. No, it said... And I'm just repeating what it said. Older women. Now, normally, I would not...
And he's married, too.
Normally, I would not tell this story.
Yes.
Because it's silly. And look, this means... I'm sure he didn't click on any... I'm sure when he was setting up his profile with probably, let's face it, Crystal sitting next to him or one of his kids...
Or, yeah, they were helping him.
Helping him set up his profile. He didn't choose things that would lead them in this direction. This is just Facebook and its pervy ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Picking things out. I only tell you this because I'm on a phone call with a financial guy.
That's what
trying to hold it together and be mature because the word fiduciary is ridiculous.
It's so good.
And I see this and I read it in a way that I'm only half reading it. And then I blink and I have to go back and read the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to dive out of the Zoom call. The guy is sitting there. He's talking to me. And all of a sudden, all he sees me just fall over.
Because you have to, because you don't want to think you're laughing at him.
No. So the best thing I could do in my mind was instead of uncontrollably laughing, or I knew I was too far into this to not laugh. So
yeah.
If I tried, it was going to be one of those moments where your shoulders just bounce and like your face looks like,
do one of
yeah,
these.
Like you're going to combust from the inside.
Yeah.
So I just dove out of it. Now you got to give Julie credit. We will be married 15 years
wow.
in March.
Good job.
She didn't miss a freaking, she didn't even blink.
She's numb to it.
She's...
You know what I mean? She's numb to that kind of behavior.
Didn't even look at me as I'm laying on the sofa convulsing at this point.
I can't believe that the fiduciary and your wife invited you back to that Zoom call.
Well, my wife is working with the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just kind of
yeah.
the
At
the
one
filler.
Point, we were supposed to start at like, I think it was 6:30. And it was 6:35. And I said out loud because we were in the meeting room, oh, good. Maybe he forgot.
Was he in there?
My wife goes, oh, he texted me he's running late. Oh, I don't like that. If we could make this a group text, I would feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. Now, were you on a computer and she was on a computer, or were you sharing?
We were sharing a screen.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just had to dive out of the way.
That's so great.
Yeah. And then, because people will make fun of us.
Yeah.
Saying we're too close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hear that with George as well.
Yeah.
I'm very close with a couple of male friends.
Yeah.
And Phil is Matt's guy.
Oh, yeah. The bromance 100%.
Yes. Yeah. Like with poker, you and I sit next, but not even every time.
No, not
but
every time.
But every time they sit next to each other.
And they come together, they leave together, they
like
sit
Phil
together.
Will look at Matt, and this is a great example and representation of their relationship. Phil will look at Matt at poker starts at 7, 8:30, and be like, I think we better go.
But there's no verbal words.
No,
it's more like a...
It's almost like telepathic. Did you watch this week's Mandalorian, or last week's Mandalorian?
Yes, yes.
You know how the child and the Jedi who he met,
Ahsoka.
Played by Rosario Dawson, could speak to each other telepathically?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's how they speak.
Yeah, more like a...
Phil is Baby Yoda, and Matt is the Jedi Master.
And
he just looks at him, and they get up, and they leave at 8:30.
Now, Shirk's receptors are a little off. It takes him a little while to pick up on it, but after the fourth nod...
You could have stopped after Shirk's receptors are a little off, and I think everything would have been fine.
Yeah.
But that is what I dealt with during that last night. And look, I can't show you the picture, because, again, this isn't on the notes, per se. I just wrote down fiduciary.
That's all you need to write.
Fiduciary again. But the rest of this text obviously continued a little bit. And then Phil's telling him, don't click on that stuff. And I'm like, no, click on everything.
Oh, yes.
I said, in fact, I'll be right down to help you.
Please click on everything.
I want him to click on every group that's possible. Well, eventually, I was making fun of them for, you know, their relationship. And one of them, I think it was Matt, sent me a picture. Now, do you remember the episode of Friends where, I forget how they got there, but Joey and Ross ended up on the same couch and they were tired and they fell asleep together.
Oh, my God, yes.
And Ross napped on top of Joey.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was a great nap.
It was the best nap
they ever had.
They ever had, so much so that they met back up.
And did it again.
And napped again.
Yep, yep.
They sent me a picture of the two of them asleep on a couch together.
Were they spooning?
No, but it was just like Ross and Joey. Matt was up against the arm, leaning over, and then at the exact same angle as he was leaning over, Phil is sitting there.
Wow.
And I will tell you, Matt was doing the subtle dance of seduction because he was wearing a button-up shirt and there was a little belly showing. Wouldn't it be great if this is Matt's first week on Facebook and he stumbles upon this?
And he watches
and he's listening to the story right now?
With his kids and wife.
So I have that picture
on
that phone. I will show it to you.
Yeah, I need to see that picture.
When the show is over.
I need to see that picture.
Yeah.
That's if you ever want a rent reduction, that's a good way to get that to happen.
All I wanted to say to them is, why would you send this to me?
Who sent it to you?
Matt.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought George would send that
Phil.
To you. Or I'm sorry, Phil would send that to you.
Yeah.
And I thought, Matt, wow.
Yeah. You and I have never been pictured sleeping together.
No.
Napping together.
There is no evidence, only in my mind.
So I did that this week, met with the fiduciary guy. I don't remember a thing we talked about as far as retirement planning.
Well, how can you?
But I do know that Matt may or may not have joined a group called Old Women.
Just Old Women.
And I have a picture of Matt and his friend napping together.
What do you have to like to get on that group?
I don't know what algorithm. I don't know. Mark Zuckerberg's working overtime with that one.
I mean, it's like he had to maybe
I don't know what he
cream
did.
Of wheat and
Metamucil
and
WEU. Yeah.
Those are the three things he liked. Old ladies.
Yeah, I was one of the first people he sent a friend request to, so yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Also, I got my car inspected this week.
Oh, how'd that go?
Went great. Went fine. Just needed some tires. But do you remember the episode of Seinfeld
mm-hmm.
where Jerry went to a restaurant that had a okay, you jumped ahead a little. Couple things there that had a valet.
Yeah.
And then there was a smell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not BO that's in my car. It's not.
Oh. Well, that's not bad, though.
But
or is it?
It's the smell of the... You ever go into it? Like, there's a distinct smell in a garage.
Oh, yes. It's yeah. like sweat and grease.
And, yeah, just it's dude.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm surprised there isn't a deodorant called Dude that smells like the inside of a garage.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is. Motor oil and,
yeah.
and grease.
And sweat.
And sweat.
And hydraulic fluid of some sort.
Yeah.
So
and coffee.
I got in my car. And that's what it reeked like.
The beast.
Now, look, they're hardworking.
Oh.
I sit here, I do this for a living.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, I need that done, and it's going to go away.
Yeah.
But I was just shocked how much it lived in there, and I let it overnight, got in the car the next day, and it was almost like it had grown.
Oh.
Like it had gotten stronger.
It's multiplied. it's breeding.
It's like gremlins. All of them popped off the back.
All the smell.
Yeah.
The smell bubbles.
So I had to leave my windows open.
Oh, my. That bad.
Yeah. And I got in there after a day and a half of my windows being open. Still a little remnants.
You just wanted it to die on its own. You didn't spray anything.
I didn't Febreze anything.
You should have Febreze.
I don't like the smell of Febreze.
Well, then
either.
It smells like ass and Febreze.
Exactly.
It's Febreze ass.
It's like when someone goes in to use the bathroom, then they spray lemon.
Potpourri smelling poop.
It's very citrusy. All right, so there you go. That's basically been my week. Oh, we got an eye exam. That blow test, I don't think it does anything.
Oh, you're like, poof, in your eye?
I don't think it does anything.
See, my
I think
I go
that's
to,
a scam.
I don't, my eye doctor does that. They don't do a machine. He just goes, poof. it's very old-fashioned.
Then a week later, you have pink eye.
Yeah, it's very old-fashioned.
It's just it's a tradition.
But it only charges me $5. So.
It's in a van down by the river. And then I had to pick out frames, which is a whole thing. I actually got new frames because I've had these frames so long that they've stopped making them.
Wow. I get my frames online.
Okay.
And they send them to me.
But we go into the chain place.
Yeah.
And it's like 2 for $70.
Oh, okay. I actually had to send mine back. It's weird because you don't try them on.
Yeah. Well, even if you try them on, they're still different when you get them.
Yeah, and then I got, and it didn't fit right, and then I had to send them back, and they had to send me a new thing, and the thing, and the thing.
Now, I have a little bit of buyer's remorse.
Oh.
Because I got, and Julie said they look good. I picked out blue frames.
Oh.
Now, they're thin.
Yeah.
They're not Bark Can blue is what we call them, because Michael Bark Can has these bright blue frames on CBS, NBC Sportsnet. They're not that blue.
I like those, though.
Well, I have blue frames coming.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I bought blue ones, too.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
Guess who else bought blue ones after I bought them?
Who?
Julie.
Wow.
People, we're going to be the couple who have matching glasses frames.
Yeah. I bought blue Oakleys, blue Oakley ones, yeah.
Yeah. Well, these are whatever the cheapest.
Well, I mean, I have an allowance.
My fiduciary wouldn't allow me to go
anymore. No, I don't have a fiduciary.
All right, 484-525-0855. I'm going to turn the phones off for just a second, so we'll open them up here in a moment. We did get some messages celebrating, I guess, our anniversary of sorts here on the 222nd episode. They're from two of our bestest listeners. Greg is right up there as well, but he called us
live, which
is very cool.
Yep.
So let's go ahead. We'll start with Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick sent us a message, and we're going to hear the message from Patrick on the success, I suppose, of the 222 podcast. So here we go.
Hey guys, this is Patrick from FMZ coming to you. Just wanted to say congratulations on 222 episodes of the 222 podcast. I really enjoy what you guys do. It's a weekly highlight for me. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm still waiting for that signed plate or my invite for to be a guest host. But keep doing what you're doing, and congratulations, guys.
Thank you, Patrick.
That was very nice. Thanks, Patrick.
I expected more shots to be taken.
Yeah. Well, he did do the plate, because I promised that plate about 3.5 years ago.
When I was out on the street trying to get people to honk if I was sexy.
Yeah.
At the one point, I chased a car because they took the one that took a picture of me.
Yeah.
Patrick had passed me once. He drove around the block and passed me again.
Honk both times?
No. I don't think he honked at all. Patrick.
Oh.
Come on. Oh. Don't make me sing Rod Stewart to you. All right. Another message here. This is from our pal Matt. Matt, great listener to both this and the radio show. So let's hear what Matt has to say. I already don't like it, Matt. You're wearing a Pittsburgh Penguins t-shirt.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Guys, congratulations on reaching episode 222. Well, maybe like 150 for Robbie. Good luck in the future and happy holidays. Cheers.
He's doing a shot.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, very nice.
He told me it took 7 tries. I wonder if he did 7 shots.
Probably did.
I don't like that take. Let's do it again.
Congratulations on the Howard Stern show.
So, big thanks. Now, up next is the message that you procured.
Oh, yes.
So, tell your story. Are we going truth or fan fiction?
Well, we'll go truth. We'll just get it out there. So I did a cameo of this. This is one of my, I listen to this Busted Open. We talk about Busted Open every once in a while. And he's on Cameo, David LaGreca. So I did purchase one. I was a little worried because this Cameo thing, I've heard horror stories. You pay for it and it's 3 seconds long. He did awesome.
All right. Would you like to hear it?
Let's hear it.
How many times have you listened to this?
I don't even talk. I can't even tell you.
First of all, before we dive into this.
Yes.
You have to send them some notes.
Yes.
So
brief notes.
Did you write for him to take a shot at me at some way, shape, or form? Or maybe this is a better question, because taking a shot at me isn't necessarily your style. Did you have him highlight you?
I think you're just going to have to read it.
I know Robbie so well. All right, here we go. I have to read it.
First of all, my anniversary with my wife, Violetta, is coming up on Saturday, our 5th anniversary, and I want to wish, even more importantly, the 222nd episode, the anniversary, 222nd anniversary. Wow, 222 episodes. I mean, guys, seriously, congratulations. And listen, I think all the credit goes to Robbie. I know that Robbie listens to Bust It Open.
I listen sometimes.
So he gets all, that inspiration, all that great knowledge. And that for that, Robbie, I wish you a happy anniversary. Mike, I heard that you don't listen to Bust It Open. What's the problem?
He's a liar.
There's always room in the elevator for you,
You're
Mike.
You're a liar.
I mean, don't you want to be like Robbie?
You're a liar.
Don't you want to be
Robbie's
like Robbie?
Intelligent.
No.
He's handsome. Oh, God. Seriously. Mike, I need you to be more like Robbie. I want... For your 422nd anniversary, your 422nd episode, I want to come on and put over both you and Robbie. Why is it only just Robbie? Okay? But seriously, guys, happy anniversary to you. Congratulations. This is a huge feat. And I wish you the happiest of holidays as well, guys. Thank you so much.
That was very cool.
Isn't that cool?
That was very
cool.
That was cool.
He went above and beyond, I feel, for something like that. Very funny. And I gave him very minimal notes.
I doubt it.
And
I please see exactly what you... Do you have what you said?
I don't. That goes away once you...
I would love to know what you said.
Well, also, too, I marked out. I had a shirt on when I did... You have to do a video, to be honest with you.
Oh, please, do you have the video?
I don't have the video anymore.
You don't have the video?
No, because once you submit it, it goes away.
But it's not, like, on your phone?
No, you do it through the app.
That's disappointing. Yeah. Are you sure it's not in your app?
I swear to God, it's not. Yeah, I would let you see it if it's not, but it's not there.
I would love to play that video.
Yeah.
That's honestly the video I want to see. That's the video I want to see.
I mean, literally, I told him, I'm like, put me over and bury Mike.
I know that.
That's exactly what I said, and he did so. He did above and beyond my expectations.
All right. 484-525-0855. 484-525-0855. Phone lines back open if you want to chime in.
And damn right, Greg, I am award-winning.
Who?
Greg.
Greg.
He says I'm award-winning.
You said damn right. I thought you said Dan wrote.
No, damn right, Greg.
Greg. Damn I'm right, award-winning. Comma, Greg. Comma. Yeah. Yes, he is. He is. I should have brought the award down.
You should
have. And set it right in front of you. Your big PAB award. That phone number one more time, 484-525-0855 if you want to chime in. We're going to go ahead and get to our drinks and our snacks here on this week's episode of the 222 Podcast. I'm pretty pumped up for our snacks and drink, mostly the drink. The drink came out on Friday, and we'll talk more about that drink coming up here in just a second. But what are you making for us here?
So my boss actually sent me a box of – we're doing this weird thing. It's a holiday cocktail gift exchange. So
okay.
Well, you draw a name.
We kind of did something similar. We make holiday cocktails.
Yeah, and so you tell the person what you like. And they come up with a holiday cocktail. So she sent me a bunch of stuff. So she actually sent me a box of 99 peppermint. And I've never heard or have had 99 peppermint. So I think this would be great to try.
Oh, so we're just trying a cocktail. This isn't a mixed drink.
No.
Just a spirit.
Just a spirit. The cocktail that she has, it involves like melting chocolate and candy canes and champagne, actually.
I mean, I bet that's very good. But those are so much work.
It is. So, I mean, she gave you time to prepare. But I got our nice little ice balls here.
Can I ask you why? You would
two.
You would no. I understand doing two, but maybe one and one. Why did you pour half in one?
Well, because I didn't. I was gonna do only one, and then I saw it wasn't enough. So yeah, I don't know.
How did you do the ice balls?
I have a mold.
Wow, that's very peppermint. I see the bottle.
You sure can. Yeah. I mean, in the younger days of me drinking, 99 bananas. 99 apples.
Is this a brand?
Oh, it is. 99 is actually, but I've never seen 99 peppermint.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
What kind of booze is it?
It's like a schnapp.
Okay.
I think it's like a schnapp. I don't even know what a schnapp is.
Well, I don't either. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, that clears the nostrils.
Ooh, that opens you up.
Right into the sinuses. And it burns on the way down. That's a sipper.
It's not bad, though. Ooh. It's like drinking Listerine.
Wow. If you want to get drunk and have great breath... 99 peppermint.
There you go.
I feel like that's going to be tough to follow.
Yeah.
As far as tastes go.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should have. I don't know. Well, here, we got something. So I have. We've tried the Stauffer's gingerbread and the pumpkin, the snaps.
Yeah.
But I've never had one with icing. Have you ever had a gingerbread man?
Not that I know of.
I don't think I've ever had a gingerbread man with icing. So I got. There you go.
Thank you. And these are Stauffer's?
These are Stauffer's. The gingerbread
is it Stauffer's
cookies.
Stauffer's or
Stauffer's? 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 Whatever. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, these aren't as rigid.
No.
As the ginger snaps. But it has the same taste. I don't know if the icing does anything. I mean.
I like the cookie.
Mm-hmm.
The icing gives it just a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah. I think I like the snaps better.
Yeah. I like the, I mean, Stauffer's made the apple snap as well.
Yeah
those are really good.
Apple or pumpkin, maybe pumpkin.
I mean, these are great.
Yeah, these are good.
I didn't know what to expect. May I have another one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Jane said, wow, that is a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
It's about something.
That's how we feel. You should have been here for all of them.
Some of us were.
I wasn't.
Those are very good.
I like them.
I like them. And by the way, that worked to kind of cleanse the power a little bit.
I was going to go for more.
Speaking of gingerbread,
yeah,
I have right here the gingerbread Oreos.
Look at you.
So, let's go ahead.
We haven't had Oreos in a while. They haven't really released anything new, I feel.
And these don't have the fancy resealable opening, so I'm just going to go in the old-fashioned way.
There you go.
Speaking of resealable technology has come a long way. Can we all understand that?
Yeah.
Or admit that? Like, the laptop here that I got is a pretty good laptop. I mean, it cost more than $150, but it still wasn't break the bank, right?
True.
Smart TVs. There was a smart TV, a 55-inch smart TV on sale for like $200.
It's crazy.
On Black Friday.
Yeah.
But one bit of technology that has taken a step back Ziploc bags. And not necessarily like the actual brand Ziploc,
but
any kind of food that you buy that comes in a quote-unquote resealable package. Whether it's shredded cheese or my poor wife the other night, she bought pecans or pecans, right?
Pecans?
For the pies that she makes.
Yeah.
The great pecan pie, which are out of this world.
It's amazing.
And she put it up in the one cabinet that we have in the kitchen. And then she also, because she stocked up because someone else had it, had chocolate chips on sale.
Mm.
So she stocked up on chocolate chips and she puts all her baking stuff in there. So it was jam-packed. And I guess there wasn't quite enough room. So the pecan bag must have just something knocked it enough while it was in there to lean against the door. Now, this is a resealable bag with a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
So if it falls, as long as you can get out of the way of the pecan bag falling from the sky, you should be out of the, you should be fine.
Yeah.
She opens the door, and I'm in the living room, and from the kitchen I hear, "Oh, no!"
I love it.
I after about 5 minutes of that, I get off the sofa, and I'm like, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. Is everything okay?
The pecans are gonna fall from the cabinet. Hurry, do something. Save everyone. Tell Lane to get out of the house and I'll never forget it. They're gonna kill me so hard. Oh, the pecans are gonna fall and they're gonna hit me.
So I run out there.
Yeah.
And she's trying to, like, I don't know, somehow become, like, Mrs. Elastic to try to get her arm up in there. And I'm like, you just got to open it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can do.
So
she opens the cabinet, and a pecan avalanche falls out of there of just pecans or pecans everywhere. And she opens it. And she was drowning in pecans.
She's drowning.
So, I mean, it was just all over the place. And then I was like, well, it had to be. For a second, because I've done it in the past, I had to go into my Rolodex. Did I go in and grab a handful of pecans and not reclose the bag? No, because here's the thing. Didn't do it.
Okay, good.
The last time I ate pecans was when she was baking the pies.
Okay, good.
Not when she cleaned up.
And even if you did remember that, you deny it and you didn't do it.
I would probably tell her because she felt really...
That's okay. As long as you don't feel bad.
I would have felt bad.
Well, internally. You suppress that.
You keep that stuff bottled up.
Yes, you suppress that. Oh, Julie said the worst impression yet.
I don't know.
I think it's pretty accurate.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah. My daughter's here. Lena, wasn't that pretty accurate?
Oh, she's here for the cookies.
Yeah.
You're screaming.
By the way, I don't understand this. Noelle said, please run the sink water. Noelle's dad dunked them in water per Noelle.
Noelle does a bit where he takes Oreos if he doesn't have milk and he runs them under lukewarm water out of the sink. It's one of the grossest things.
Is that a thing or is that a Noelle thing?
It's a Noelle thing. Yeah.
That's weird.
You want one of these, kid? There you go. Good
catch. That's
here,
odd.
Take one for your mother.
I think those cookies sound delicious. I certainly hope I don't put them in the cabinet and then the drawer. Oh, the cookies!
Is that sounds like your mom, right?
Good catch.
Oh, look.
All right.
She doesn't know. She's a kid.
So, yeah, that Ziploc bags on the resealable packages, we need to do better.
There used to be a on-TV thing where it's like a clamp.
Yeah.
And
chip bags.
It was battery off.
You resealed it. Yeah, but eventually you'd cut it. You'd have to end up.
Yeah, but
with...
as you eat, you cut.
That's
so you
true.
Eat, cut, seal.
Yeah.
Eat, cut, seal. You know.
So we cleaned up a lot of pecans.
Did you put them back in the bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because they're expensive.
She said, "I was like,
yeah."
I said to her, and I swear to God, just get the vacuum.
No,
just suck them
they're
up.
They're expensive.
That's what she.
No, pecans are expensive.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep the ones, even the ones that fell in my open mouth.
Oh, poor Julie.
Like I just report the news.
I know.
I am a journalist with integrity.
You are.
Have a gingerbread.
All right, let's do it.
How do we get there?
I don't know.
Oh, these packages.
Oh, the
bad
packages are yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is a limited edition. Gingerbread Oreo, gingerbread flavored cookie, cream with crunchy sugar crystals, 5 festive designs.
Oh.
So this says joy. This one
mine
says
is a gingerbread man.
Oreos for Santa. You have a gingerbread man. This is a Christmas tree. And then this one's a gingerbread house.
Noelle's dad said a Noelle thing, not an Acasa thing for sure.
Yeah.
That's funny. I would specify that too. Like, you don't want to curse or put down your family name.
Papa Costa, I'm just going to throw out a word. Disownment.
Yeah.
Just something you might want to look into.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What do you think? I want to try the cream to get
the crystals.
I
have another one. I did the whole thing. I will say this. When you eat them together, the cream is overpowering to the gingerbread. And I get it, but it's not. I want more ginger.
Didn't we have another Oreo cookie that had the sugar crystals in it as well?
Yes. It was the peppermint. Remember the peppermint ones that we tried?
I don't love the crunchy cream section.
No. It seems like it's bad.
It does seem like something's gone wrong.
Like it's starting to harden. It's starting to turn back into its natural state.
I mean, I think it's good, but that texture with the crystallized cream in there.
I'm going to be honest with you, I like the cookie better than the combo.
Let me just try a cookie.
The cookie's good. Cookie's better.
Gingerbread cookies are delightful.
Yeah. I like the cookie. I'm not a fan of the cream.
All right. All right. Well, there you go.
All right.
All right. Let's get to this beer here. Now, Sheetz has done a bunch of different collabs, right?
Yeah.
They've done with, I think, primarily before this, with Pennsylvania breweries. I'm pretty sure. I know, like, Rusted Rail was one of them. Mm-hmm. I almost said Rusted Root, but that's the other thing. This is from a brewery in North Carolina called Wicked Weed Brewing Company.
Hmm.
Now, one of the go-to treats you can get at Sam's, Sam's at
Sheetz,
is one of their donuts, mm-hmm. right? So this is their Project Happy Holidays Donut Ale. This is made with Sheetz glazed vanilla donut holes.
That's interesting.
All right? So let's crack this bad boy
open.
You know,
it'd be great if they put a few in there. Each can. Put a couple donuts and just and pour,
if,
and pour the beer.
If you shook it, it sounded like a can of spray paint.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I like that.
Give me a cup, please.
Two cups, sir. There you go.
All right. I'm interested to see this. The price is right, by the way. I went to the Sheetz over on Fifth Street Highway near you.
Yep.
And they had a ton of them, and it just came out last Friday, Black Friday, and they are $8 for the four pack.
When you said that, and I want some, but I want to make sure I like it first.
There you go.
Because, you know, I don't like to waste beer.
Well, if you don't like it, and I don't like it, then I got three more.
Yeah. Then you get, when people come over, you say, this beer is really good.
Yeah.
Try this beer.
Bring it down here for poker nights.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Noelle wants one, so
yeah.
I'll be probably taking. It just smells very beery. I don't smell any of the
donut
goodness.
You didn't shake it hard enough.
I guess.
You didn't break up that donut hole.
Donut ale brewed with Sheetz donut holes was all it says. I was hoping there'd be some sort of ditty. Now, you taste it already. Do you get any flavor of donut?
You do. You really? I think you do. That's so weird. You do. You get like a little, like pastry almost. It's on the back end.
Yeah. You do. It is. Your pastry, I think, is a good way to describe it. It's almost just like, it's just baked goodness.
I wouldn't say vanilla. I wouldn't say whatever, but it tastes like a baked good.
It tastes like a sweet beer. It's not an IPA. It's not hoppy at all.
No, I do they call this an IPA?
No, it's just a donut.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's 20 IBUs, 6% alcohol.
I
mean, it's drinkable. I don't know if I'd buy. I personally don't know if I'd buy another.
I don't know if I'd buy a four pack for myself. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's different. I mean, I'm not. This is fine.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's fun. It's a
fun beer.
Yeah.
It's a fun beer to try.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole thing. They're not making a giant batch of this. It's probably it's definitely limited edition.
Yeah, it's probably they made one batch and canned it.
Something
and
to try.
Yeah.
And probably there's people out there who want to try all of the Sheetz Hop Project beers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, decent.
All right, let's go through our ratings here.
Let's do it.
Let's start with your beverage, the 99
peppermint.
Brand peppermint.
I think it's definitely a mixer. This is not a sipping.
Yeah, I agree.
Spirit. I'm going to go 2.5. I think with the champagne and the chocolate and everything that my boss sent me, Stephanie sent me, is going to be great. I just don't think this is a sipping beverage.
No, I'm looking forward to whatever you end up getting. I would like to try it.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I think we do another for the Christmas, I'll make some up for
Sounds good. Yeah. I look forward to trying that. I mean, it's not bad. I just don't know.
No, it's just not.
Yeah. Now, maybe in a little bit when it waters down a little bit.
See, that's the beauty of the ice ball. It slowly melts.
So maybe when it slowly melts in our glasses here, maybe it'll be a little different. How about your Stouffer's gingerbread cookies? May I see the bag?
Sure, I would give them a 5. Like the snaps,
the
a 5 because I think they're perfect. I give these a 4. I think they're good. I like they're a little softer of a bite. So I'll give it a 4.
I agree. They're very, very
good. My
kid
apparently loves these.
These are called Stouffer. This is from the Stouffer Biscuit Company in York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
These are very good. I like these a lot. I think 4 is a very solid. What did you give this, by the way?
Oh, I'm still not giving a number.
I don't think I gave a number.
I gave it a, I don't know what I said. I give it like a 2.
I agree, 2.
Yeah.
I agree, 2. This is a 4. This is very, very good. Very good. And look, I know your kid likes them, but I don't know how many you'll get to take home.
Okay, well, what if we dip it in the peppermint?
I mean, go ahead.
I mean, if Noelle's watering down Oreos, might as well.
It can't be any worse.
Yeah.
gingerbread Oreos with the cream with crunchy sugar crystals.
I go 2.5. I go 4 for the cookie and a 1.5 for the cream. Together, it's a 2.5. I don't know if that's the actual math, but 2.5.
I'm sure I've asked this before. What is the standard Oreo as far as a score for you?
For me, 4. I think that's a 4 for me.
Yeah, I mean, a standard order, I think, might be better than that. Might be a 4 and a 5.
Yeah.
This is like a 2. What did you say?
2.5.
All right, I'll give it like a 2. I don't like the crystallized
cream. No, the cream is bad.
To me, that really kind of ruins the whole deal, just because it seems like there's something wrong. I think it'd be fine if I'd never had an Oreo before, but I've had Oreos, and I have a certain expectation when it comes to what the cream is going to be like.
Yeah.
And this is completely different.
Yeah,
so I think
agree.
It's like a 2. It's just
it is okay.
I can't get past the crystallized cream.
Yeah.
Now, finally, the Hop Project Project Happy Holidays Donut Ale.
I tried this again. I think it's fun. I actually think it's almost kind of as advertised. So I'm going to go 3.5. I mean, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would buy it again, but I mean I will finish this. It's not bad.
I think it's a 3. I agree with you. It's as advertised. I would almost want a little bit more to taste. I would like to not see the label and know it's donuts somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, to me, like tastes like a sweet baked good.
I'll tell you what, though. If you didn't, I wouldn't guess that.
No.
If you didn't know that it was a donut or a pastry. It
tastes like a sweet
beer. Yeah, sweet beer.
It's fine. I don't think they'll go to waste.
No.
And if so, I know people who want to try them, so sure. I will give them away. And the price, you can't beat the price. To try it, I've had so many beers where I've bought like one for $8 to try.
Yeah, and it was horrible.
Or even if it's great, this is 4 for $8. Yeah. You can't beat the price. Excuse me. All right, those are our drinks and our snacks here on this week's episode of the 222 Podcast, the 222nd episode of the 222 Podcast. A last call. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 484-525-0855. That's 484-525-0855.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to read something.
No, I was just laughing at Alex's happy milestone, guys. You two are too funny not to listen to each other.
I see what he did there.
You see what he did?
I see what he did there.
Instead of T-O-O, he used the 2.
I did.
You like that? Yeah. That's good. Good job, Alex.
I knew you wanted to read something.
Yeah, it made me laugh.
I knew you wanted
made
to read
giggle.
Something. So if you do want to call in, again, one more time, I'm going to give those phone numbers, and then I'm going to let it go. 484-525-0855. 484-525-0855. We kind of got off on tangents, which tends to happen.
Yeah.
Obviously. So let me just end with this. Now, when you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Whether it's a marriage, you're just living with someone, when it gets to the point where you're both aware of money.
Yeah.
If you make a purchase of whatever a certain number is that you would call a big purchase.
Yeah.
You know, it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you... I'm sure what you consider a big purchase is a much bigger purchase for me.
Well, I'm cheap.
I know.
So anything above $50 to me is, in my opinion, a big purchase.
So if you go out and you want to buy something like a gaming console...
Yes.
Like the new PlayStation 5, that is a big purchase, right?
Yes.
Now, I see you smiling because you probably already have a PlayStation
5. I have one on order.
There you go. So, but...
But I don't know if I'm going to keep it.
Okay. Now,
but
if you were married, that would be something you'd probably share with your wife.
Yes.
You're not even looking for permission. just saying, hey, I'm buying this.
So even in my current situation with having a girlfriend, yep. I need justification to spend that money.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not asking permission.
Yeah.
But in my own head, I'm doubting it because it's so much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get that. It's okay, Robbie.
But in a place where there is a shared account, right?
Yeah.
That's something that has to be discussed.
Because you both see it.
Yeah.
And you have to say, hey, I'm.
What do you think of this?
It's
a conversation, I think.
You know, do you have any big purchases? Yeah. Can we do this?
You're asking, not asking permission as much as just asking.
Yeah, because you want that open communication.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, there is a dude, and this is worldwide that this thing is blowing up. There is a dude in Taiwan. Now, I imagine this is going on all over the country where guys are going out and buying this, and maybe their girlfriend and their wives aren't too happy about it. But nothing happens. You either have to take it back, you sell it, or you just keep it and you have an upset wife, girlfriend, or husband or boyfriend, whichever way it goes.
Women game, there's a lot of girl gamers right now.
A lot of people game. So however your relationship status is, the other person may not be too happy that you spent $500 on a gaming console.
It's
but
a big
again,
purchase.
It usually stays in the house.
True.
That's where it ends.
Yeah.
Maybe they tell a friend, but it doesn't become local news, much less national news, much less world news. There is a gentleman in Taiwan, and he went out and purchased the Sony PlayStation 5.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to read this to you. Taiwan News reports that the gamer who lists himself as Jin Wu purchased a PS5 for resale November 20th, though when he called the reseller's phone number to arrange for pickup, he was surprised that a woman answered. He said, doesn't sound like the type that can play, Wu noted in a Facebook post. He also wondered why she was selling the in-demand console for such a low price. So when he asked some questions, he went to buy the PS5 after just, I guess, agreeing to whatever low price they were looking. Because this thing is selling for like twice what it's worth.
$1,200.
Yeah, it sells for $500.
Yeah.
So he shows up to buy it and is greeted by a middle-aged man. I guess whatever vibe this guy gave off, he looked like someone who liked to play. And then, says Jim Wu, this is when the guy got really sad really fast. Wu asked the man why was he dumping the PlayStation 5. That's when the man, Wynn says, suddenly showed bitterness in his eyes and confessed that his wife was making him get rid of it. It turns out that the woman can tell the difference between the PS5 and an air filter. So he went out and got a PS5 and told his wife he was using the $500 for an air filter or whatever it cost in Taiwan. So this woman then made the guy go online and sell it for whatever. I mean, it must have been just some ridiculously low price.
Yeah.
To the point where the guy originally thought it was some sort of
scam. Even if you sell it for $500, that's steal.
Now, this exact scenario, maybe not with an air filter, may have happened all over the world.
Oh, I'm sure.
But how many people have it in world? This is from Taiwan.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's hilarious.
This poor bastard is probably over it by now, or not over it. He's gone on with his life, right? Maybe they've patched up things in the household. Everyone's now feeling better.
Yeah.
And he's going to be clicking around on the internet. He's going to go to whatever.
It's a constant reminder.
Whatever Google News is in Taiwan. And there's going to be some headline. Sorry, Sap sells PS5 for $200 with bitterness in his eyes.
He's going to be the PS5 guy for the rest of his life.
What's going to happen? Because you know he told a friend, hey, I'm going to go buy the PS5 and get this.
Yeah.
Sally's not going to want me to do it.
I'm so smart.
I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her that it is a air filter. And then this weekend you can come over and we'll play PS5.
Yeah, it sounds like an air filter. Yeah. So she'll none the wiser.
So that buddy's going to be like, did you get it? He's like, no, it was sold out or something.
Yeah.
And then this guy's going to see this story, the buddy, and put two and two together and realize that his friend is this poor guy.
Can you imagine?
He's going to read it himself.
Now, if that was you or I knew this happened to you, if I put it together, I'd call you up and say, hey,
no,
you want to play PS5 this weekend?
You know what you should do? Wait till the show starts. That's exactly what you should do. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, it's Robbie. Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, sorry, I'm late to the party.
That's all right. This we were late to the party, too, actually.
Yeah, very late.
Well, I figured since you guys were still on, I was like, oh, shoot. So I literally just sat down for the evening.
Yeah, we had
I'm like, oh, I forgot to get at it.
Technical difficulties. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you catching us at the end here.
Yeah.
And no harm. So no harm. That's all right. It's good. So the as you guys were talking about the PS5 there coming out, when Wii's were first out and they were popular, I bought three of them.
Yeah, yeah. I did the same. Alex, I did the same thing. Julie and I did the same thing.
Yeah. I bought three because I found three of them at a GameStop, and I was like, I'm keeping one. And we needed one for the youth group, the youth room at the church, so that's where the other one went. And then Jody's like, what are you going to do with the other one? I said, I'm going to sell it, pay for the others.
Yep.
And next thing I know, Brian's getting it for Christmas at cost.
Oh!
Yep.
I was like, so much for saving the budget. So.
You know, I have one. I have an Xbox coming. The Xbox is the same thing they released.
You have an Xbox and a PlayStation?
No, just an Xbox, not the PlayStation.
Oh, you didn't get the PlayStation
5. No, I didn't get the PlayStation 5. I'm sorry. And I got the Xbox. But, I mean, I want it. But at the same time, like, if I can sell for $1,200...
You might sell for $1,200.
I might sell for $1,200. Yeah. I mean, it's stupid not to.
I've never gotten into the. Mm-hmm. We had the Wii because it looked like fun and it was moving around. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, Lena will still play it on occasion, but yeah. I've just never. I want, like, there's times I want to get a system.
Yeah.
But I just, it's just so much. Like, the games are like $70 then, aren't they?
Yeah, but you can get them now this time of year cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Can't pull the trigger. But yeah, I did the bit where we woke up on Black Friday when Wii's first came out, and Julie and I went and stood in line.
Yeah.
Because it was one apiece.
Uh-huh.
And then we were going to sell the other one.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't sell it. We were the only people in the world who couldn't sell the Wii when it was red.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nobody wanted it.
We kind of suck. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh, yeah. Now, is the fiduciary going to let you buy a system, or do you have to okay it with
there
it?
There you go.
I don't know. The fiduciary.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I was waiting for him to laugh. And there's the chuckle.
There it is. Alex, it was good to hear from you, man.
Yep, you too. Have fun, guys.
Thanks, Alex.
We appreciate it.
There's, all right, yep, we'll see.
484-525-0855. So, yeah, this poor guy is, you know, I'm sure he's hearing. Like, if he has buddies, I'm sure there's chop busting that's done in Taiwan, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Has to be. I mean, that poor guy. That poor guy.
Either, no matter what, his buddies are busting his chops or he's reading about it in the newspaper.
Yeah, and he's now just, like, in hiding. You know what I mean? Because he's the PlayStation guy.
He's the PlayStation guy.
Wow.
All right, folks. There you go. For those of you who sat through this, we sure do appreciate it. If you sat through the beginning trying to get onto this, we sure do appreciate it. But 220 two episodes of this nonsense right here on MikeandRobbie.podbean.com, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn app, Amazon Music, and the Podbean app.
There you go.
Yep.
A whole lot of us.
A whole lot of us. We'll be back next week with...
Where we stop counting!
I know. So exciting. Where we'll just name the episodes now. We no longer have to count this crap.
Yes.
It's so freeing.
It is.
For me.
Yeah, I don't really care. Nothing changes for me.
Because here's the thing. I just always lost count. Then I have to go into the app.
And you ask me, what episode is it?
Yeah. So episode 222. There was much more stuff that I wanted to get to.
The one thing I think we should just quickly mention, the whole HBO Max movie thing that came out today. That's huge, dude.
Well, all Warner Brothers movies
that's just amazing.
Are going to be releasing as well as in theaters in HBO Max, they say, for entirety of 2021.
That's crazy.
Now, we'll see where it goes after 2021, but I can totally see what they're doing. And I think, again, other studios, like we've talked about, you can only hold on to these movies for so long because they've started making movies again.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in a spot where you're going to have a backlog, and you can't make a movie and then release it 3 years later. That's just not ideal.
And what I do like about HBO, they're like, your move, Marvel.
Yeah.
Your move now, because we did it.
Yeah, but Marvel, I mean, Marvel kind of sets its own pace.
Yeah, but I think
they'll get there.
I think for anyone, though, I mean, it's kind of like, look, we can do it. You have more money than us.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think Warner Brothers is doing okay.
So what do you think? We're going back to the movies?
Here's the thing, and I was actually texting with Noelle earlier about this. There's still some movies I want to see in theaters.
Yeah.
Like, I still want to see the big blockbuster superhero movies in theaters.
Because it feels good to feel it.
Well, it's just, it's different. It like, is. As big as my TV is, as big as your TV is, yeah. It's still not the theater experience.
No, it's not the same.
So there are still movies that I want to see in theaters.
Or you know, we could come over to my house, I'll just take your wallet.
There you go, you can
and
do that.
It feels the same.
But there is, like, yeah. I think this will just get me to see more of the movies I wouldn't have seen in theaters.
True.
That's what, to me, it's going to be.
I'll tell you what, I canceled my HBO Max. Now I'm going to have to get it back.
Get it back, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't cancel because I have it with HBO.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone have a... Get on Roku! There you
yeah,
go.
Seriously.
That's it. All right.
Jerks.
Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Or everybody. We'll talk to you next week, and yeah. I'll be back on the radio Monday.
Yeah, not me.
No.
I'll be here next week, but...
Most likely.
Probably.
All right. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.